880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We have got a show that's been many, many years in the making. I finally got my friends at the Florida Marlins to come over, and we are going to talk the business of baseball with Senior Vice President of Marketing, Sean Flynn. We're going to do that right after our first break. We're going to follow that up with our guest from UHealth, Dr. Daniel Armstrong. He's the director of the Mailman Center for Child Development at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. And then we're going to have our cleanup hitter this week, Bruce Turkel of Turkel Brands. And Bruce is going to talk to us about the three things that are keeping you, and probably me, from being successful. So you're going to want to tune in and find out what those three things are. As far as what's been going on out there in the real world, well, a couple of weeks ago, we had John Crossman on the show. John had mentioned how he was looking to find a head of South Florida real estate. Well, John had a call that came in during that segment, and gosh darn it, Freed on Business, we get folks jobs. In fact, this is a career. The young man that called in during the segment actually got the job. He's going to start working for Mr. Crossman, running the South Florida leasing, and hopefully ramp himself up to one smoking hot career. So that's right, listening to Freed on Business truly does pay. What have I been doing today? Well, I had a meeting with a couple of people that are looking to fund a townhome project. We're thinking of investing some equity with them. Then I had some phone calls and meetings regarding a student housing transaction I'm working on. It'll be over 1,000 student housing beds with some retail and hotel mixed in. That's about $150 million transactions. And then I met with an entrepreneur to help him raise some money to buy apartments back, There's huge money pushing its way back into the real estate market, and that's helping to do things like create positive and surging consumer confidence. That, in turn, is helping drive the stock market, and the stock market run-up has helped the U.S. household income to reach its highest aggregate level since 2007. Since 2007, the market today went up a little bit. The stocks continue to rally as joblessness seemed to go down just a little bit, with housing and construction seeming to come back. And we all know that's the case here in South Florida. But still, the economy seems to be overall a little bit uneasy. And that run-up in household income is because of the stock market increase. And let's not forget, one of the reasons the stock market's increasing is because home values are low and the interest rates are low. So you can't put your money in your home. You can't put your money in bonds. You got to put it in stocks. Stocks run up. Household income goes up. Stick with us because we're going to have some more good thoughts right after this. We're going to come back and make sure that we join Sean Flynn, Senior Vice President of Marketing, Miami Marlins. We're going to talk baseball. I'm psyched. Hope you are too. Come on back. All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. We're the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got Sean Flynn. He's the Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Miami Marlins. Sean's been in sports marketing since 1998, with the Marlins since 2002. We're going to talk about his marketing insights. And before we get started, Sean, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and thanks for coming over from Tampa.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, we got an email. And, you know, I think it's a good place to start. The email is from Kevin. Kevin works over on Brickell. First of all, Kevin, thank you for sending in your email. And for sending in the email, Kevin, I'd like you to join me on opening day in my seats behind home plate. So follow up with another email. You've got the address, Jim at Freedom Business. Send me the email, Kevin, and you'll join me on opening day. Now, Kevin asks, if Sean, do you think you have the toughest job in sports?
They're all tough. I mean, there's all pressures. No matter what your situation is, there's always going to be goals you have to meet. There's going to be pressures internally and externally. The variables may change, but it's always tough. You may look and say, wow, that's a great job. What a cool industry to be in. You could go to work in a beautiful new ballpark. Yeah, that's great, but it's still a job. And once you get behind that velvet rope, once you get into the inner dwellings of an office, it's work. I go to work every day. Now I get to walk out and, you know, take a peek at the beautiful grass and when the roof is open. I mean, there's those fun things. But you know what? My job is just as tough today as it was a year ago, opening it up, the new ballpark with this roster full of players and all the grand excitement leading into what was happening 1 year ago today. It was just as tough. There were still pressures. There were still goals to meet. There were still things we had to do and a list of accomplishments that had to be done. And you know what? They've changed this year and it's still tough. But you know what? I keep grinding away and keep plugging away and going to make it happen.
I think you're going to make it happen. And I got to tell you my little story about my season ticket group. We had one person drop out. Within 5 minutes, we had replaced that person with somebody who was extremely thankful to be moving in from the outfield where they were sitting to sitting behind home plate with us.
Great seats.
They didn't think they could join us, and we did. And so it was absolutely fabulous. Yes, I have great seats, two rows in front of Howard Fabian. Now, what are some of the things that are coming up? I know that this season, much like a few years ago when I didn't know who Dan Uggla was and Dontrell Willis was a throw-in in a trade, we've got some young people coming back, but it looks like it's rather exciting. I'm starting to see the spring training articles ramping up, giving us the backstories on some of these people. You know, Redman, of course, we all know if we're a fan. So it sounds like you do have some good things to build on as far as your marketing programs.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I'm not the baseball guy. I'm not Larry Beinfest or Mike Hill sitting in here, so I can't go down and extol all the virtues of all these guys. But from what they tell me and you know, other folks in the industry say is, listen, you've got a roster full of hungry, young, talented ball players. And when you put those kind of people together, you never know what's going to happen. You look at what happened in Oakland last year. Oakland lost 3/5 of their starting rotation. Everybody was up in arms. Oakland went to the playoffs and won in one of the toughest divisions in baseball. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And you get guys out there, you put them together, and hopefully they'll blossom. That's what we're banking on.
Well, what do you got going on, let's say, like Saturday nights? Because I know that my wife, who I couldn't drag to the football stadium and I couldn't get her up to the county line to watch a baseball game, now can't wait to go with me. On Saturday nights, she gets her hair done, she goes and gets her sushi, she sits down next to me for about 5 minutes, wears her sneakers, and just walks around the ballpark, sitting in chairs in all the sections, getting her exercise, and seeing all her friends. What do you got on Saturday nights for the girls?
We've got a ton of stuff. We've got stuff every night.
And really?
Saturday, actually, we're adding some things to Saturday night. There's a program that we instituted in the middle of the season last year, All You Can Eat Seats. It was done on a Monday night. This year, we're actually going to do it on two nights. We're doing all-you-can-eat seats on Monday night and all-you-can-eat seats on Saturday night. So you can come in for as little as $29 or $39, get a ticket to a baseball game, and have all the food you can eat that you want to while you're watching that baseball game. So, you know, there's a ton of stuff going on. You know, we have ticket promotions like that every night of the week. You know, Saturday, we'll continue to have our plaza parties. We'll have concerts and things out on the West Plaza, all-you-can-eat seats, things like that. Sundays will be Family Sunday like it always is. Kids run the bases after the game. But we're moving our 4-for-54 promotion, which was in the past was a weeknight, to the Sundays. And we found that that's a day that families are more attracted to. That's when we have our kids' activities. Sundays, every day, there will be a giveaway. So our 4-for-54 is actually going on to a Sunday. That's 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Cokes for $54. Not a bad deal. Mondays is all you can eat, as I mentioned. So you've got all you can eat seats on Monday as well. We also have free, it's called South Florida Heroes Program. In the past, it was just military personnel, retired military personnel and their dependents. Now we're opening up to all heroes, all first responders. So if you're a police officer, a firefighter, EMT, a military personnel, you can come in, show your badge if you're a police officer, or show your Department of Defense ID if you're in the military, and you can come in for free. So, I mean, there's a program right now on Monday that we can come in. All you can get, your all-you-can-eat seats are come in for free.
Well, Juan, I saw Juan, your eyes lit up there. Sounds like you and your lady got something to do on the weekends.
Seems that way.
Yeah. You're very talkative today, Juan.
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
I know how it is. Go back to punching the board. We're going to talk in here.
Sounds good.
All right.
He's not letting you get a word in edgewise.
No, he's a very talkative young man, but he is one of America's heroes. He did serve a tour in the Middle East, and he does deserve his free night at the ballpark on a regular basis.
I appreciate that on behalf of the Marlins.
Hey, we appreciate your service, and that's why we're opening the doors.
What other stuff you got? There's stuff for seniors, right?
Seniors are free on Thursdays.
Awesome.
So you come to the game on Thursday. We have a number of day games on Thursdays as well. We looked at the schedule. You know, obviously, seniors, you know, typically go to a day game. So we've got, out of the 6 or 7 Thursday games, I think 3 or 4 of them are day games.
Okay.
This is perfect for a senior. So Thursdays are free. For seniors, Wednesday is our Kids Eat Free program.
Really?
Essentially, a kid, you walk in with a kid, you go in, if you're 13 years or under, you walk up, you get your wristband, and you get to go up and get a hot dog, bag of chips, and a soda.
Awesome.
It's part of your ticket price. So Kids Eat Free on Wednesdays.
Now you're going to have Billy the Marlin roaming, I would hope.
Oh, Billy the Marlin is there. Billy Marlin is there every game. Billy Marlin is everywhere. And this guy, Billy, makes 300 and something appearances a year. He's not only everywhere in the ballpark for 81 days, he's everywhere in South Florida for the rest of the year.
Well, he runs so hard. When's he ever going to lose weight? We got to send him to Victor Franks.
I don't know what he does when he goes home. Yeah, exactly.
Now, we've talked about some of the programs, we've talked about some of the promotions, we've talked about getting to know some of the guys on the team. Let's talk about that a little bit, because what I've noticed, the Marlins are out in the community a lot. I, my friend Howard Fabians, I think he's on the board at the foundation. Mm-hmm. I make fun of him all the time that I sit in front of him, but he does great work for the community, especially through the Marlins Foundation. What are some of the things you've got coming up to get the players in the community so that we can meet them in person?
Well, they're out and about. Right now they're up in Jupiter in spring training. Once they get back in town, they'll be, you know, again out and active. We just had, before spring training, we had a uh, We had a cut me off there.
Yeah, Juan was giving me the sign back there because I couldn't see him. We got one more minute, and then we're going to break.
Okay,
and come back.
We'll do this real quick before your break. We had the Marlins IUDON week. IUDON is our community oriented service program that is done through every member of our staff, including the players. So during a week in February, prior to spring training, leading up to our winter warm up, you know, we made about 75 appearances throughout South Florida at schools, hospitals, little leagues, senior centers, you name it. The players were out. We had all 40 men on the roster out and about doing these appearances. So once these guys get back in, they'll jump back into the IUDON program, and they'll be out there through our foundation, through our community outreach program. Angela Smith and her crew do great work, but these guys are going to be certainly active and getting to know their neighbors.
Well, we're going to be right back with some more business and baseball with Sean Flynn, Senior Vice President of Marketing with the Miami Marlins, right back after this short break. Juan, thank you so much for allowing my mic to stay live for the whole segment.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Like the dude says, I'm Jim Freed, and we're here with Sean Flynn, Senior Vice President, Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Marlins. Before we get rolling, Sean and I were talking about my fabulous Panerai that I got when the Marlins won the last World Series that was celebrating their last World Series. I've got room in my auto binder for another one, Sean. You think we're going to be able to get one? I hope so, huh?
I hope so. Hey, look, I need some more. I need another ring too. So let's.
Oh yeah, you didn't bring your ring. We're going to have to get that the next time. I was there. I was at the ballpark today, finalizing my season ticket and my rewards.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. We are again, myself and my group, 81 game full season ticket holders. We're proud of it, and that's how we got those awesome seats for the record. But while I was there talking to the other Sean F., I send you the emails. It gets confused every time.
Sean Flynn. You don't – listen, it's a daily occurrence.
Now, I was sitting in the lobby, and they were doing a pronunciation guide for the World Baseball Classic. What's up with that?
Hey, listen, World Baseball Classic is on its way. Actually, right now, if you're tuned in, you're sitting around the television, you've got MLB Network. You've got Mexico and Italy on right now. And tonight is a big one, Venezuela and the Dominican Republic.
Oh, that is a big one. That's like the – other than the United States, that has to be the big biggest matchup. Is Cuba playing this year?
Well, Cuba, well, here there's brackets going on right now. We have the second round at Marlins Park next week, for, starting Tuesday. We have six games in 5 days. Tuesday the 12th through Saturday, I think it's the 16th. Two games on Tuesday and then the rest a game a day. Our pool will pull from Arizona, which has four teams. The top two will advance. That's USA, Mexico, Italy, and Canada. We'll have the top two teams there. Hopefully USA. And then out of Puerto Rico, which starts tonight, Venezuela and Dominican Republic, and the other two teams in that bracket are Puerto Rico and Spain, which is a very tough bracket. So you know, you would expect you'll get a Venezuela, Dominican Republic, or Puerto Rico, and then on the other side, maybe USA, Mexico, or potentially Canada. Cuba has been playing in Asia. Cuba has to qualify through Japan. So Cuba and Japan are playing Chinese Taipei, and the other one is Netherlands, which knocked out Dominican Republic in the last World Baseball Classic. This year, they knocked out Korea.
Well, so, you know, it seemed, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm kind of smiling to myself because I'm wondering if Rich Renteria is coaching the Mexican team or if Vanderhoek is going to be pitching for the Netherlands. And so it seems to me like the World Baseball Classic really is a place where you get to see a lot of players playing with a different type of verve, especially the Dominicans and the Venezuelans. I got to believe the ballpark will be swaying those nights.
Oh, it will be. And if you remember, we had hosted the World Baseball Classic in 2009, and, you know, it was an international type atmosphere. I mean, this is comparable to the World Cup of soccer. So you get people in there with their drums and their noisemakers. I mean, it's a really cool atmosphere.
I was
going to
say, the drums are awesome.
No, it's, if you get a chance, come out and check it out. We won't know which teams we're playing when until Sunday when these other rounds are open. But you know you're going to have, of the eight teams I mentioned, you're going to have some pretty cool teams in here. And hopefully it's the USA and you get a Venezuela, a Dominican or Puerto Rico, and then maybe a Mexico. And all of a sudden you've got a great international atmosphere right here in, you know, the capital of the Americas.
Well, people need to focus because one of the things that I do in my day job is real estate, and we've got the listing on one of the parking lots that is over by the ballpark, and I know that the Marlins have been talking to us about trying to get that under control for the World Baseball Classic, so they're expecting some crowds. So if you don't have your tickets, you better make sure that you do. And I've got to say is that this is the capital of international everything, so international baseball's home should be here.
No, it's perfect. We're expecting big crowds. We should, obviously. And again, go on Marlins.com. You can go on Marlins.com, pick your tickets up, call 877-MARLINS if you want to get a strip and save some money and get a strip for all six games. But again, there's two games on Tuesday starting at 1, and there's one in the evening, and then there's one on Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, Friday evening, and it culminates on Saturday with a 1 o'clock game a week from this Saturday.
Well, no matter how beautiful the weather is or whether it's raining, I know that the temperature and atmosphere in the ballpark will be absolutely awesome no matter what, thanks to that the roof and the air conditioning if it's raining. And if not, we all know what March in Miami is like.
Yeah, no, we expect the roof to be open unless some raindrops come in, and this should be, you know, one of those times we get to open the roof. If you remember last year, we opened the roof, I think, 8 or 9 times. Maybe it was 8.5, because I know we started in late, I can't remember the opponent, but in September we opened it, a rain cell popped out of nowhere, and we actually closed the roof in the middle of a game. So
I must tell you is that one of the things that I live in a high-rise, I work in a high-rise, and one of my favorite things to watch other than the weather is the stadium roof. I sit there and I watch the stadium roof open or close at night when you've got the other events, because you do all kinds of nighttime events that aren't baseball related, right?
We do a ton of events. I mean, we've had an international soccer game. We've got an event, a religious event coming up that's on sale now. We're talking with different promoters for different things, boxing, concerts. And we do a number of the events you're referencing. We do a number of private events. So there could be a Beacon Council event or a chamber event.
Bar mitzvah.
Or a bar mitzvah. Or we had a 90-year-old hosted, a gentleman have his 90th birthday there. So you name it, we do it. We had an event in association with the South Beach Wine and Food Festival.
Oh, wow.
Diamond Dishes event hosted by our owner's wife, Julie Loria, which was a great event. So there's that building is busy. There's things happening there. I know, listen, if it's not a publicized event, that doesn't mean there's not something happening. We utilize our West Plaza. We had a beer festival on our West Plaza. We fenced
in
the
West Plaza.
Oh,
wait, I need to get on the list for those invites.
Yeah, Marlins.com. Everything is listed on Marlins.com. Go to Marlins Park and link it on Marlins.com, and it'll give you a list of everything that's happening there.
Sounds great, because from my home, I can see the big board in Brightfield.
Yeah.
Not the one that Stanton hit, the other one.
Right.
And that sort of turns the whole place blue when it's on. It's really kind of very cool, the signature on the skyline that ballpark's done, and I look from the north on that. And then from the during the daytime, it's framed by the skyline of Miami. It's awesome. The whole thing is just terrific. Now, we've only got a few minutes left. We've talked about different opportunities that are coming up with the Marlins. Go to see the Marlins. Have fun with the Marlins. I just really wanted to talk for just a second about what my impression's been of the Marlins. I've been a fan for a long time. And I can remember being very disappointed a couple of times. I guess really most recently before this recent situation when the last World Series team or the first World Series team was traded off. And when the first World Series team was traded off, we were pretty disappointed. We won a second World Series with the echo of that team. So what I've kind of come to the conclusion of is that you just have to follow the arc of what's going on in your community. And I'm a guy, it's my soap opera. I'm looking forward to seeing this kid that throws 100 miles an hour, and if he can get it over the plate. I'm looking to see if one of these catchers can come and get better and turn into the next Pudge Rodriguez. I want to see if Logan Morrison can come back from the knee surgery, or if Casey Kochmer or this other guy, the minor league guy from Baltimore can, oh God, I'm getting all sucked in all of these articles in the paper that's going on. I can just tell you, I want to thank you guys for coming and sticking with us. I want you to, you know, it's going to be some tough times, but I think that there's going to be some good baseball. And I can tell you this much, I don't think they're going to lose 93 games. That's my bottom line.
Good.
Now,
I'd like to win 93.
There you go. Well, we will win 93, and then we'll get our rings after that.
That'd be perfect.
To wrap up, I've only got a couple more minutes left. What would you like to make the takeaway for our segments here today as we help the Marlins launch on our show like this?
I mean, again, I think you just said it better than I can. You just come out and follow these stories. I mean, the backstories on some of these guys, it's a drama. It's the best reality show there is. Sports. I mean, you have this. So we had a change in cast members.
That's
so we've
it.
Got a new cast. So come out. And I mean, there's nothing personal here. There's no, there's no attacks on anybody. This is a baseball team that's trying to get better. We've had a changeover in our cast, changeover in talent. And, what we hope we have is a collection of guys that'll grow and get better and will perform and hopefully lead to the ultimate prize as a championship. In the meantime, come out and enjoy what is the most beautiful ballpark in North America. 99.99% of the people that walk into that facility fall in love with it, from fans to broadcasters to media to promoters of events to players, vendors, whoever it may be. The place, if you haven't been there, come check it out. And if you're, as you mentioned, you referenced your wife, even if you're not a baseball fan, there is something there for you. The entertainment aspect and the comfort of that building are spectacular. The food, the vast array of choices of food, the taste of Miami, the sushi stand, there's a gluten-free stand. I mean, whatever you need, whatever your taste, whatever, it's there. There's a number of ticket options to get in. If it's a budget issue, go to our website and find one of these programs, because more than likely, you almost can find a way to get in free or pay a low price for a ticket and get your food free. So, I mean, come out and experience this. These guys are energetic. They're fun. If you haven't been up to Jupiter, check it out. We're actually going to play the Yankees on Friday, tomorrow in Jupiter. We'll be televised. That'll be our first spring training, our first game televised on FS Florida. Obviously, it'll be also on the radio. So tune in, listen in, follow these stories. We've got a great number of kids that are just ready to play. And oh. And JP's back, one of my favorite all-time guys, Juan Pierre, is back in the fold.
I can only say that I'm very agitated now to find out that we're playing the Yankees tomorrow, because my buddy is going to the game and he's going to get the ballpark tour. And that's what I want. I'm going to have to come and get to know you guys better. Juan, how much time do I have left, or am I rolling? I got 1 minute left. Okay, well, I just want to say I want to thank you for coming in and telling us about what's going on with the Marlins and how you're approaching everything. I must tell you that I am being hounded by my wife to go to these games on Saturday. She loves to get out of the house. She loves to spend the time with me. She loves to see me make fun of Howard Fabian and all the rest of my buddies over there at the ballpark. And everybody's really nice. And for some reason, Billy the Marlin always finds his way to our seats on the ball game. It's really a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. I look forward to going and getting to know these new people that are going to be playing baseball here for my team. On the front, it says Miami. That's my team, the Miami Marlins. I'm very excited. I want to thank Sean Flynn for coming out today and being a guest on our show, the Vice President of Marketing here with the Miami Marlins. Sean, if people want to get a hold of you or want to touch base and get a hold of the Marlins, it's marlins.com. Gets everybody where they need to go, right?
Marlins.com, 877-MARLINS. Send me an email at sflynn@marlins.com. If you want to contact me directly, feel free, sflynn@marlins.com. Call up and ask for me. If you're at the ballpark, look for me and say hello. Whatever you need, We'll take care of it.
Yeah, he's terrific. I sometimes hit him with the wrong email when I'm looking for Sean Flynn, but he's always been really nice and just put me on hold and directed me. Want to thank Sean and the Marlins for coming on the show. Want to tell everybody to stick with us. We've got Bruce Turkel. He's going to talk to us about the three things that are keeping you from being successful. And we're going to have Dr. Daniel Armstrong talking about new trends in pediatric medicine. Thanks again to Sean and the Marlins. We'll be right back after this short break. Juan, take us out. Imagination, your love is done. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day. So let it get away. It's a beautiful day. All right, you just heard Sean Flynn of the Miami Marlins talking about the good business they're looking to do with you. And you know that good business is always when you give your customers what you want. And that's why the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, that's right, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know that too. That's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price on each because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
And now, WZAB traffic.
A good evening. Heavy delays out of Broward County due to an accident on I-95 going on in your southbound direction after you pass Commercial Boulevard. Two right lanes are closed, dealing with delays beginning at Copens Road. You can take 441 of the Florida Turnpike as an alternate. Miami-Dade, no accidents on your expressways, but we are dealing with delays. 836 eastbound between Northwest 27th Avenue and I-95. And on the Donstuhl Expressway, southbound between the Toll Plaza and the Turnpike Extension. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I'd like to remind everybody to meet me at Opal's Real Estate Investors Summit on April 3 and 4th at the Intercontinental Hotel. Make sure you go to opalgroup.net for more information on that. And now we've got our UHealth guest this week. It's Dr. Daniel Armstrong. He's the director of the Mailman Center for Child Development at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. The Mailman Center was recently featured in an article on the front cover of today's of the Miami Herald last week. Welcome to the show, Dr. Armstrong.
Jim, glad to be able to join you.
And thank you so much, because we're going to talk today about the most at-risk people in our society, those that don't know, don't sometimes have the capacity to make the decisions and defend themselves. Doctor, what's going on over there with pediatric care at the Mailman Center?
Well, we're just celebrating four decades of work in Miami as one of the university centers of excellence for developmental disabilities. And it's interesting you asked me that question. The Mailman Center started with an idea in 1963 during a tennis match between Eunice Kennedy Shriver and Dr. Robert Cook at Johns Hopkins, and evolved into the creation of this center. And about a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to have Mrs. Shriver come visit me here at the Mailman Center. We talked a little bit about the history, and her question to me was, well, what's next? And that plays right into, I think, your question. We're a center that provides really three things at the same time related to children with special needs. We take care of about 22,000 children a year, both here at the center and in collaboration with community agencies, churches, synagogues, community activity centers, and the like, all over Miami-Dade County and some in Broward County as well. But we also, while we're doing that, we're training the next generation of specialists in areas like pediatrics and developmental pediatrics, psychology, audiology, speech and language, and the like, and in the process, trying to do the research that helps to make it better for the future. And so that's really where our focus is going to be able to address that question.
Now, you talked about research, and I've been just reading a little literature. There's money that goes to women's research, men's research, pediatric research. I know that sometimes the funding is a little short in one or the other groups. How is the funding for pediatric research?
Well, it's wrapped up into all of the issues. We tend to do okay, but as funding cuts at the federal level come through, we're competing with all of those other groups for the funding for pediatric research. It's important to do the research, and we actually have two types of research that we're looking at here at Mailman. One is, what are the kinds of things that we need to do with children who have developmental disabilities? So, for instance, one of the projects we're doing right now is looking at the use of the iPad as an augmentative communication device for children with autism. We have school-based programs to help children who have been treated for cancer and where the treatment has affected their brain, trying to help them to be able to move forward. And so those are important things for the children who have the disabilities. But we're also really focusing on, in a lot of areas, what are the things that we can do to do early identification and prevent or lessen the severity of the problems as they go forward.
Now, I was a child. I grew up in Dade County. I must admit, in the classroom, there weren't any easily identifiable developmentally affected children. I think that may be changing a little bit in today's world. If somebody doesn't have kids or they haven't been in a school lately, what difference would they notice with the way that the developmentally disabled children are being treated in the school system today?
Well, we still have some especially intensively organized classes for children with the most severe disabilities. But the major priority nationwide and here at the Mailman Center has been to work toward inclusion as much as we can. And that's the idea that the child with a disability would be able to function in a classroom, in a nursery school setting, a child care setting, with other children who are typically developing. We've established a model program here about 20 years ago here at the Mailman Center at our Debbie School. For inclusion for preschool children, it's an exciting experiment. When we first started it, there was a lot of angst about, well, what about these typically developing children? Will they get the same kind of experience if they have to be with the child with a developmental disability? And what we found from that, all of our classrooms are from birth all the way up through age five, are about 50% children with developmental disabilities and 50% typically developing. And the outcomes have been, over the years, really remarkable. We've, of course, seen better socialization, development of language skills in the children with developmental disabilities, and that's been fabulous. But what we've also found is that those children typically developing who were in those classrooms, by the time they were 7 or 8 years old, their parents come back and report that they're much more sensitive, they're less aggressive. They encounter a lot of the characteristics and traits that we would really kind of like to have in our children in our society. And so this is a model where we thought that the typically developing children would help out the kids with developmental disabilities, but in fact, it's been a bidirectional reciprocal relationship.
Well, Doctor, we've only got about a minute left, and I want to make sure that I get out what I think is the most important thing for us to discuss today, and that is if a parent thinks that their child may be not developing in a traditional, historic, projected path, what should they do? Who do they call? How do they get the right help?
The first thing to do is to talk with their pediatrician, and the pediatricians are connected to the programs in the school system through our Early SEPs program for children birth to three who are picked up for early identification. If necessary, they can be referred in here to the Mailman Center. We have a multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary team of professionals who are capable of doing the evaluation and then helping to figure out what is next to do. And our focus is, in many ways, is not necessarily to have everything done here at the center, but to work with agencies and programs in communities where we can help with the figuring out what's going on and then help them to be able to get the services closer to home.
Well, Dr. Daniel Armstrong, he's the director of the Mailman Center for Child Development at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about how our society is improving in its way that it treats and addresses these issues. Thank you so much for all the work you and your team does over there, Dr. Armstrong.
Thank you for giving me this chance to share it.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have our old friend, Bruce Turkell, on. We're going to talk about the three things that are keeping you from being successful. I'm sure I'm doing them too. So let's all stop together right after this. That's right. It's going to be all right for all those kids at the Mailman Center. Dr. Armstrong and his team are just some of the most wonderful people in our community. I'll tell you who are some other great people. Those are my friends at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They've got exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means that they get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network,
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got our final segment. We've got our cleanup hitter today. Thanks to the Marlins for coming in early, and thanks to UHealth for filling in the middle. But now we've got our cleanup hitter in our final segment. We've got Bruce Turkel. Bruce is the CEO EDC for Turkel Brands. Bruce is one of the leading experts on branding in the USA. We're going to discuss how to build your brand. We're going to talk about things that you want to know immediately, that you can do immediately to improve your business, including the use of social media, how to direct customers to your business, how to set your firm apart, and what ideas work and don't work. It's going to be irreverent, well, that's for sure, and full of useful content. That's a probable. This week, we're going to talk about the three things that are keeping you and me from being successful. So let it rip, dude.
Let it rip and be irreverent. You know,
there you go. Well, that's pretty
easy. That's a challenge you don't want to issue.
Yeah, yeah. Not to you, I don't. But, okay, I'm over here, and I'm sitting far away. Bruce, okay, what are the three things that everybody does that help? That stopped them from being successful?
Well, remember the old saying, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every solution looks like a nail, right? So my tool is branding, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. But there's as you said, there's three things that I look at brands over and over, or people who come to me and go, hey, how do we create a brand? What do we do? I hear the same three things over and over. So the first one is that people tell us that in order to build a brand, you have to be unique. And I hear it all the time. And agencies talk about USP, unique selling proposition. Everybody wants uniqueness. Here's the problem. Fingerprints are unique. Eye prints are unique. Snowflakes are unique. But the definition of unique is unlike any other. That means if you're trying to be unique, you can't be a little unique. It's like being a little excellent, a little perfect, or a little pregnant. And people spend so much time trying to be unique that they don't spend time marketing their business.
Well, wait a minute now. I know that part of me marketing my business is being unique. I'm the only guy in radio in South Florida, at least, that I know that also does high-end, large-scale commercial real estate business. Kind of helps me target my niche a little.
Yeah, and that's, as I said, that's a little differentiation. It doesn't make you unique. There are other people somewhere who do it. I mean, in both
the guy in Atlanta that does.
Well, there you go. It's probably where you stole the idea.
Oh, yeah. I steal everything from everybody. By the way, after this, look for your car. It'll be in my parking space.
So what happens is, instead of being unique, you found a niche where you are a little bit different. And really, that's what it takes. Think about it. If someone shows up with a product or service that's completely unique, Consumers don't know what it is. They don't want to buy it.
No, I think that the best part is being nuanced one degree outside of the main.
Exactly right. Think about people in history who've been unique. Joan of Arc was unique.
Yeah,
she got burned
at
the stake. Exactly. Exactly. Jimi Hendrix was unique. He wound up killing himself with drugs. Uniqueness is not something to strive for. A little difference, as you said, one step outside the mainstream.
Well, being too unique makes you isolated. Making you isolated creates all these burdens that led to things like what happened to Hendrix.
Exactly right, because nobody appreciates what you're doing. You're doing some amazing stuff, but nobody's relating to it. And if you're trying to be successful in business, remember, the customer is always right. You need to build a brand and ultimately products and services that resonate with what the customer needs and what is going to make the customer's life better. Now, that doesn't mean you can expect the customer to tell you what that is. Henry Ford said, if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. He figured out something new for them, but it was in the realm of what they understood.
You know, now, I have to somewhat agree with that and somewhat disagree with it. I think that, people typically won't tell you what you want unless you ask them, and you have to ask them a certain way over and over again and kind of triangulate in.
Well, Steve Jobs said, it's not my customer's business to know what they want next.
Oh, well, we all know he did a pretty good job of figuring that one out.
Yes, he did.
Now, so I've differentiated myself one nuanced degree away from everybody else. What's the next thing I got to do?
So the next thing is this belief we have in being the best in the world at what you do. And if you look at a lot of advertising, people will say, we're the best, we're the greatest, we're number one. And the truth is, that's not what consumers are looking for. Because being the best means, again, you are like none other. What you have to be is really good. And maybe if you're a brain surgeon, you know, the folks that you talk to from UM Jackson.
They
need to be the best. But beyond that, you need to be the best at marketing your business. Look, you're not as good as you'll be tomorrow, and you're better than you were yesterday. So instead of striving, Sting said it perfectly. The search for perfection is all very well, but to look for heaven is to live in hell. Stop trying to be perfect and get out there and sell what you're really good at.
Gosh, I need to read more of those lyrics. That's pretty awesome and right on the point there, Bruce. Wow. So, you know, I've always known that people that strive for perfection would always be disappointed and feel somewhat depressed at the end of the day. I've always thought that striving for almost perfection usually leads to somebody who's pretty happy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if you look about, I'll use another music analogy because they're just so apt. If you think about the guys who make it, they have to have a degree of professionalism and talent. Otherwise, you're simply not going to make it.
Right.
But the best guys, the best women, they're at home practicing the arpeggios. And they're doing that all day and all night long, but they're never getting out there and hearing what people want to hear and getting their music out in front of the customers. That's what you need to be doing.
Yeah, I was watching I can't believe I'm going to say this. I was watching PBS last night, and they were talking about all of the musicals on Broadway in the 30s and 40s, and Cole Porter said that he needed to change what he was doing. Instead of what he wanted to do, he needed to do what the people wanted to hear. And the minute that he did that, he started to get accepted on Broadway.
You know, my sister, when she had her baby, she lived out in L.A., and I went out to visit to see my new niece. And I went running on Venice Beach. It's something I always wanted to do. And I was kind of hot, kind of thirsty. And there's little stores along there. So I went into one of them. I was going to get a bottle of water. On the door is a sign written on a paper plate that says, "We do not sell ice cream here." But it was written like you could tell the guy was angry when he wrote it. So I go in the door, the little bells, dingle, dingle, dingle. And of course, what's the first thing I say to this guy?
Can I get some ice cream, please?
See, you know me, of
I
course.
I know you totally.
And he says, "We don't sell ice cream. Didn't you see the sign?" And of course, I say, "What sign?" And he actually walks outside with me and he shows me the sign. You see, it says, "We do not sell ice cream." So I say, "Well, explain to me why you don't sell ice cream." He says, "Because we are a newsstand. We sell newspapers, magazines, racing forms, sodas and water, and cigarettes and cigars. We do not sell ice cream. We are not an ice cream shop." Now I'm looking out. The sun is blazing. I said, "So a lot of people must ask you that for you to put the sign up, right?" He says, "Yes, they do." I said, "Why don't you start selling ice cream?" And so a lot of times I'll talk to people and they go, "We don't do that." And my pat line is, "Maybe you should sell some ice cream."
Oh, my God. That's just absolutely awesome. And for the record, I know lots of newsstands that sell lots of ice cream bars along with the racing forms.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. Juan's telling me 2 minutes. Bruce, we're having too much fun.
I got to
wrap in a minute.
We better get to number three
right away.
All right. Here's number three. I'm going to do it quickly. If I say to
you,
hey, Jim, it's not what you know, you're going to say,
it's who I know.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not right. It's not what you know, and it's not who you know. It's who knows you.
And how I do it.
Because who you know is who you can call. But the way this the business comes is from who calls you back.
Jesus, we don't have enough time to go through it. Mona's giving me the, Bruce, you've got to come back to finish this. We never have enough time because we're always having too much fun. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, True North Financial, the NFL alumni. Can I say Turkel Brands? I'll say Turkel Brands.
I hope
Brands.
You do.
The Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, listen to follow at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the internet. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Jim, a doo doo da da da.